Juno Afternoon is made possible with support from Hanson Gress, delivering IT support to local businesses for over 15 years. I'm your host, Shelley Delaney, and today my first guests are Sarah Gress. But you're here representing Bartlett Beginnings Perinatal Education, where you are the lactation coordinator.
I am, yes.
And we've also got Lindsay Burnett here, who is one of the owners of Bustin' Out Boutique, a.k.a. Head Diva, one of the head divas there. Welcome, Lindsay.
Thank you.
And last but not least, my friend and former coworker, Chastity Wilson, Juno Public Health Nurse. Hi, Chastity.
Hi, thanks for having us today.
Well, thanks so much for being here today. It's an honor to be interviewing you ladies and over a very important topic. You're all part of the Juno Breastfeeding Alliance. So who would like to tell me what that is and what you do?
I can take that one, sure. So the Juno Breastfeeding Alliance is a community collaborative of a bunch of different organizations and businesses here in Juno that essentially are all working to promote and protect breastfeeding, which is a little bit vague. But our most recent efforts have been focused on just kind of raising awareness and normalizing breastfeeding in the community. So annually we do this. We participate in this international event called the Big Latch On, where a bunch of people that are breastfeeding get together and we all try to latch on at the same time and count numbers as part of a big international event during World Breastfeeding Week.
It's a lot of fun.
It's a really fun event.
It really is.
Well, what are some of the health benefits for the mother and child of breastfeeding over formula, for instance?
Well, breast milk is baby's perfect first food. And it provides so much nutrients and is super very beneficial. Babies who breastfeed are a lot healthier, tend to have more normalized weight throughout lifespan. There's also a decreased cancer risk for babies and for moms who breastfeed. So breastfeeding has a lot of benefits. I'm sure Sarah can talk more about.
Sure. I love talking about that. when I'm talking to moms in the breastfeeding class, some of the specific things that I like to hit on, I'm glad you mentioned cancer risk. For women who breastfeed, there's about a 28% reduction in specifically breast cancer for breastfeeding just 1 year, and it's cumulative. So if they have multiple children, say three children, and they breastfeed each of those children for the 1 year that's recommended by the American Academy of Pediatrics, then it's 28 for the first year and then additional 4% for each year after that, the research suggests. So well over a 30% reduction in cancer risk. And huge reduction in diabetes risk as well for moms, particularly if they're already at risk for diabetes. So if they have, say, gestational diabetes during pregnancy. The latest research is showing that if they breastfeed for as little as the first 2 months after delivery, they can reduce their risk by 50%, which is tremendous. So
breastfeeding is best. And since it's so good for the mother and the child, So what is important about having a breastfeeding alliance? What sort of support does this provide breastfeeding mothers in Juno?
Yeah. So historically, in the last 10 years that I've been around, the alliance worked a lot towards helping women as they transition back to work, working with talking to their workplace, talking to their employer, trying to make basically that transition be successful, which can be one of the big challenges that we see. When we look at the numbers of our initiation rates in the state are actually quite high. We're well over 90% initiation rate. So for people choosing to start breastfeeding, mm-hmm. but by the time we've made it to 4 to 6 months, those numbers have fallen off quite a lot. And there's a lot of factors that contribute to that. But certainly returning to work and trying to make pumping and breastfeeding work once that happens is a really big challenge for a lot of families. And so that had been a really large portion of the work that the Alliance was doing for a number of years. In recent years, it has been mostly focused on just kind of promoting normalizing breastfeeding through bringing awareness to it, like with the Big Latch and with this art show that we're here to talk to you guys about today.
Yes, very good segue, Sarah. Thanks. You're all here actually to talk about the 5th annual Alaska Breastfeeds Art Show, and that's coming up in the first Friday in April. Who would like to tell us a little bit about the art show?
Well, this is going to be the 5th annual art show that's going to be hosted in collaboration with the Alaska Breastfeeding Coalition. The last 4 years, it's been hosted up in Fairbanks by the Fairbanks Breastfeeding Coalition. This year, they've selected Juno to have the the art show this year. So this will be our very first time hosting it. And we are definitely looking for artists to submit artwork to present at the show.
Yeah.
Excellent. And on the first Friday in April, the show will be displayed at Bustin' Out Boutique. Lindsay, tell us a little bit about Bustin' Out Boutique.
So we are a lingerie and maternity wear store. We carry maternity clothing, maternity bras, nursing bras. We also have some great items for babies like teething toys and pacifier clips. I'm actually wearing one of our swaddlers as a scarf because I forgot my scarf today, and it's very warm and cozy. It is. It's got little astronauts on it and moons and spaceships.
Looks like a regular scarf to
doesn't
me.
Doesn't it, though? It's beautiful. Yeah. So we just moved into our newest location, 234 Front Street. So that's down by the theater and Annie Kales. And we have it's huge. And we have great space for all of this artwork. We're really excited because when we were initially approached a year ago about doing this by the Breastfeeding Alliance, we were really excited, but we're just like, oh, there's not a lot of space. And then we moved into this new location, and it's so much better for all of the artwork. We're really excited to be the first people in Juneau to host this event. I didn't know that, so that's just like, woohoo!
That's very cool.
But yeah, so it's very exciting for us, too, and we're really excited to have the opportunity to help Juneau normalize breastfeeding because that was something that I got to do at my job. So, yeah.
Well, as Chastity mentioned, you're mainly here today to encourage artists to make their submissions. Submissions are due by March 20th at 5 p.m. How do we submit our art, and what are some of the requirements the pieces need to meet?
So all styles of art and media are allowed. The work must reflect the artist's unique creative effort. The artwork should be respectful and family-friendly. It must be ready for display. And, of course, must be about breastfeeding or must have breastfeeding incorporated into it. And they can either submit their artwork directly at drop it off at 130 Seward Street, or they could contact me at the Juneau Public Health Center, and I can give them more information about how to get their artwork submitted.
And Chastity, you've seen some examples of work from past art shows. How would you describe it? What were some of your favorites?
The very first poster presentation that was done was of a mom who was dressed for roller derby. And she's laying on the floor with her skates up above her head and her baby is latched on her chest. And it's just, to me, it symbolizes what being a mom is like. You know, you don't stop your life when you just, whatever you're doing, you just stop and breastfeed your baby. And that's kind of one of the benefits of breastfeeding, that even when you have a really busy life, it's really easy because it's just right there.
Very good point. Will any of you be submitting a piece of art?
I'm going to try.
All right.
I think my business partner will as well, so hopefully.
Okay.
Great.
And so this is a juried art show, so there will be winners.
Yeah.
Let's talk a little bit about what it means to win this show.
Yeah.
So for the first prize, the first place winner gets $150. The second place winner gets $75. And then there's a separate poster award. We are looking for poster submissions, and that's the prize for that is $125. And the winning poster will be used by the Alaska Breastfeeding Coalition in a poster presentation that's going to be used all throughout the state.
Like a marketing campaign?
Yes.
Oh, excellent. Well, that sounds terrific. And I love the subject. It's very inspiring. Well, thank you all for being here to speak about that today. Let's talk about where we can get more information about either the Juneau Breastfeeding Alliance or the Alaska Breastfeeds Art Show. And where can we... you said you can submit it by contacting you, and
they can contact me directly.
Okay.
At the Juneau Public Health Center. And our number is 907-465-3353.
There is that. I was looking really quickly for this. At breastfeedfairbanks.blogspot.com, they can find examples of the prior posters as well as the call to artists for this year if they're having trouble locating all of the print information.
Does the Juneau Breastfeeding Alliance have a website or Facebook page?
We do not.
Okay.
We do not. We're pretty low tech as far as all that goes. But we certainly are making efforts on Facebook throughout our separate organizations to put this call out to artists and try to get all the different forms of art that we can pull in. So like Chastity mentioned, you know, sculpture, paintings, photographs, whatever people want to do. You even mentioned somebody was talking about music. So. Mm-hmm.
Excellent. And we do have the call for artists info sheet up at our website, kto.org/JunoAfternoon. And of course, the Public Health Center is a great place to get all mm-hmm. kinds of information, breastfeeding and otherwise. So Chastity, Sarah, and Lindsay, thanks so much for being here today. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
They can also check out the JAC website because the call for artists submitted there as well.
Oh, terrific. All right. Well, thanks so much for being here today, and I look forward to the show.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.